This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
This is The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
We're going to turn our attention to college football.
Pick six.
Pick six. Pick six.
Pick six.
Okay, Chelsea, so this energy drink is clearly kicking in. I'm feeling good. It's a Friday. So what we're going to do is pick our favorite three games from college football this weekend. Chelsea gets six, or Chelsea gets three. I get three. According to my calculations, I don't need the BetQL mainframe for this. That is six. Chelsea, we're going to start with you.
Great.
You're so enthusiastic.
All right, so I'm not going to lie. College football has been a little bit cold for me as of late. I started the season off 5-0, and since then I've angered the gambling gods because I went and bragged about it. And now it's been tough sledding for your girl. So keep that in mind. But here are my picks, starting with Notre Dame and Wisconsin. I'll be taking under 45.5. This number has already slid down to 45, so money coming in on the under. I think this is going to be a close, low-scoring affair between these two teams, and especially these offenses. Notre Dame is definitely not nearly as dynamic with this offense as they were with Ian Book under center. Now it's Jack Cohn, and this Notre Dame offense has looked good against bad teams, but when you come to when it comes to this Wisconsin team, I think in the trenches, you're going to have a much bigger battle. And then looking at Wisconsin, Graham Mertz still hasn't thrown a passing touchdown yet, which is crazy. So looking at these two teams, Wisconsin has hit the under in each of these games this season so far. So I think we're going to see a slow pace game. Notre Dame actually running at a slower pace this season when it comes to plays per game as well. So I think this one flies way under the total of 45.5.
I just realized how much I had adjusted in my seat. Like, I'm always moving. Even when I watch our videos, I'll say something and then I like scoot back and adjust my legs. I'm restless, but I like your pick. So I'm going to tell you on that. Also, when it comes to totals, I don't met many totals across college football or the NFL. I'm generally on a side. So that's what I'm going to do here. Perhaps the biggest matchup. Okay, it's maybe not Notre Dame, Wisconsin, but it's pretty close. Texas A&M taking on Arkansas at Jerry World AT&T Stadium. And the Aggies, number 7 in the country. The Razorbacks have surprised everyone this season. They're number 16 right now. I like Arkansas plus 4.5. You asked me a few days ago, how often do you rely on your gut? Well, this is sort of a gut play for me. I've watched the Aggies a little bit. Their starting quarterback, Haynes King, is out for an extended period of time. And their backup, Zach Calzada, is not that good. He has not been impressive. The last time we saw them against a competitive team was at Colorado. They were lucky to win this game. Arkansas brings a very physical offense to the table. This feels like a slog fest to me. I think it goes back and forth, but neither team can really punch it in. 4.5 points is way too many. This is a field goal game. Give me Arkansas plus 4.5 at Jerry World. And by the way, we all know Jerry Jones went to Arkansas. He's a huge Arkansas fan. There's going to be plenty of Razorbacks in attendance as well. So don't think just because it's in Dallas, this is going to be some sort of advantage for Texas A&M. It won't.
Right. And then next for me, I'm going Clemson, North Carolina State. And I'm definitely not picking a side in this one because I went to NC State and I learned to expect disappointment when it comes to my Wolfpack. I'm not expecting a ton of offense from NC State this week. They've been an offense that's been able to move the football, but they've also played some bottom caliber teams in South Florida, and Furman. So those are the times we see a lot from this offense and quarterback Devin Leary. Against Mississippi State, they could only muster 10 points, and the defense sure as hell ain't getting easier against Clemson. This is a Clemson defense that's only allowed 21 points this season, and some of those came off I think it was a pick six, maybe. So it's been a really strong defensive team, because that is the thing, the storyline that I think a lot of people did not talk about coming out of that Georgia game. As good defensively as Georgia was, Clemson was really solid as well. And we still haven't seen a whole lot from quarterback DJ Uiagalelei. Hopefully I said that right. But I think it's a team that definitely is not offensively as dynamic as they have been in the past. So I am taking another under, like a complete sadist, and taking the under of 47.5.
How do you do it? How do you watch these games and cheer for the under?
You can't watch them.
Okay, that's the way to do it. It would drive me crazy if I bet an under and tried to watch the game. You just have to look at the scoreboard later, right?
Yeah, and just hope for the best. That's most of my bets.
Okay, well, this next game, I think we are both on, and I know our producer Shay is on it. I am on the Michigan State train, baby. Absolutely. This line has vacillated a little bit. I got it at Michigan State laying 5 at home. Chelsea, you got it at -4.5. I don't think it matters. They're hosting Nebraska. Michigan State, I think, based on what I've seen and how they performed thus far, they might be the most underrated team in the country right now. And I'm not just saying that. They're playing great football on offense, great football on defense. And Nebraska, if you get pressure on them and you play good defense, they can be had. They're not that good. This is an overreaction because they played Oklahoma tough last weekend. That's because I think Oklahoma is overrated. I like Michigan State by at least a touchdown in this game. Shay, I got to bring you in for a second. Do you agree with me on this? I feel like you do.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with The Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Yeah, listen, this is a line I really don't understand why it is where it is. Michigan State went on the road to open the season. They went to Northwestern, blasted them. That's Big Ten West champs a year ago, won by multiple touchdowns. They obviously took care of business at home in East Lansing against Youngstown State. And then they go to Miami. And listen, the GPS data had that team clocked faster in the fourth quarter than in the first quarter on the road in Miami in 100-degree heat. I don't know where this line is coming from. Michigan State is playing incredible football right now, winning every game by multiple touchdowns, and yet they're -5 hosting Nebraska at what is sure to be a celebration after the win in Miami and East Lansing. Give me a break, man. They're going to win this by 2 touchdowns, I would venture.
Yeah.
What are we missing here? Because that's the thing. I almost looked at this line and said, this is too good to be true, because we also said that last weekend, though. Mm-hmm. They were getting 6 points, and they ended up laying the absolute smackdown on Miami. So what are they trying to tell us here? Are they saying that Miami's just not a good football team or what? Because Michigan State has scored at least 38 points in every game this season, and I'm supposed to trust Adrian Martinez and this Nebraska team to keep it within a touchdown? Absolutely not.
I really think that people, or at least Vegas, is, and I mentioned this before, Nebraska played Oklahoma tough. They did. But I'm of the belief that Oklahoma, and yes, I went to Texas. I hate Oklahoma. I wish that school didn't exist. Okay, we all know this. However, I don't think the Sooners have been impressive this season. They may go on some sort of run, they've been in a lot of competitive games, in games in which they should have been overwhelming favorites and should have blown out the opposition. I think Oklahoma is severely overrated. So when I see Nebraska play Oklahoma tough, an Oklahoma team that could have been beaten by Tulane, by the way, then that That doesn't move the needle for me. Michigan State is so much better here. I'm with Shea. I think this could be a 2-touchdown win for the Spartans. Not even close.
Yeah, like, what are we not seeing? It almost seems fishy. And usually when something is too good to be true, it sometimes is. But I will say in college football, it is a little different than the NFL.
That's true. Okay, I got one more play for you. I feel like every week on this show, I have bet on the Buffalo Bulls. And you would be correct. I bet on them against Nebraska. I took the L. Then I went back to the well because they were playing at home. That was the winner. They played Coastal Carolina very tough. Now the Buffalo Bulls, not the Bills, the Bulls out of the MAC are at Old Dominion on Saturday. This might be my favorite play of the weekend besides Michigan State. So I actually did delve into the numbers here. Bulls are 14-4 in their last 18 games against the number. I talked about how I've made money on Buffalo the past few seasons. I'm telling you, 14-4 in their last 18 games against the number. They're facing a Monarchs team that just got drilled by Liberty, 45-17. The Monarchs, in their last 21 games at home, 5-15-1 against the number. Not great, Bob. Not great. This spread is just under that key number of 14, which makes me love it even more. Lay the 13 in a hook with the Buffalo Bulls. Make yourself some cash. I like finding these teams that are just off the radar a little bit because I feel like those spreads are a little loose.
All right, let's do a little fact check.
Okay.
Is a monarch a female, like, ruler, or is it a male ruler? I thought it was a female.
I used to think a monarch was a butterfly. I mean, it is a butterfly. It's just, I was like, they're the butterflies? What a weak mascot, the monarchs. And then I realized, oh, I think it'd be a king or a queen. It's just a ruler, a leader. Their mascot is, I think, a lion with a crown, if that makes sense.
I don't know why I thought it was just a female, because I don't know why I thought monarch meant a female ruler, but I was really puzzled. I was like, how very woke of them to have a female mascot, but...
Yeah, just a king or a queen, a monarch, the leader, a boss, not a butterfly, a beautiful butterfly that flips around and dances in the wind. Thank God I was wrong about that. I got that wrong for a long time. I just never did any investigating. Just never
made any
sense to me.
There's so many mascots in college football that it's crazy to think of all of them that I know just from, usually from college basketball. I feel like that is the only time where I'm learning about mascots I didn't know about is during March Madness.
Who was the minor league baseball team we mentioned? Fayetteville. What were those guys? The Woodpeckers. The Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Now that's a mascot I can get behind. There should be more mascots like that in college football. And there's a few.
What about the Trash Pandas? I think it's in Birmingham. They're the Trash Pandas.
Really? Oh, no. That's glorious.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.